talking life and what's it like. Middle age, it's quite the ride. Finding joy and chasing pride. Career dreams and daily grind. Funny moments that we find. Letting go of yesterday. Making paths along the way. Middle age.
All right. Well, here we are.
I love that tune.
Such a good tune. And who was that by?
We will reveal when the time is right.
Oh, okay. All right.
I think it's too soon. And there's too much of a chance that this is our only episode, in which case we'll just leave people wondering. Good to see you, Travis.
Good to see you, Tim.
It's a beautiful, you know what happened in New Jersey today? Did you see the news?
I saw you had an earthquake.
I was on a call earlier this morning with someone, and all of a sudden, the house started shaking. And I was pretty like, wild. I thought the first thing, you know, I looked out the window thinking a tree was going down. And and then the individual I was on a call was, you know, probably 20 miles south of here, and her building was shaking as well. Oof. So that was crazy.
Man, it's like living in LA.
Did you experience earthquakes when you were there?
Yes, I did. It was not fun. It's not my favorite thing.
No, and you were in a big building, right?
Off and on. It depends. Where, like, Kristen, actually, my wife, was way up top of some buildings on some of the bigger ones. And, like, you know, most things out there are retrofitted, but still, it's not a fun feeling. See an entire parking lot of brick pavers roll like a roller coaster or like a wave. That's pretty wild. It was
Travis. Yeah. Wow.
I'm glad you only had like a 4.8, right? Something like that.
I believe 4.7? So.
Yeah. It's a pretty decent size.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, I made it through.
There you go.
I'm fine, which is good. I'm unfrazzled. So it's good to see you. It's good to be here on our first episode. I think that this, as we've discussed up to this point, this is going to be a very mind-numbing experience for a lot of people.
Possibly even us.
Including ourselves. And we have a lot of important stuff to get into, right? We have a great agenda ahead of us. We're looking at a 15 to 20 minute segment, which, you know, if things really take off the way we hope they will turn into a 2 to 3 hour segment. I think people really want to listen to us talk that much. Maybe they'll use it to put their children to bed at night. Something like that, but we'll see. Nightmares. Right? So
I like it.
Two handsome guys from Ohio, right? Or at least one. That would be you and his friend, right? Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Hopefully most people are listening via audio, but let's rock and roll. We got a lot of great stuff to talk about.
Sweet. So first up is your hair care tip of the week. What do you got?
You know, thank you for bringing this up. For those of you who are, I'm assuming most people will probably be just listening. Travis, I think you're more bald than I am.
Oh, by far. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, still very handsome, but more bald. But I'm right there. I mean, I don't even know what I'm doing at this point, to be honest with you. With that being said, I guess I should. And we're going to talk about that in another episode, because I'm kind of curious how you do that. So I'd like to get into that. I'm going to try to not get too personal here, right? But I use, for my shampoo, I use a Suave, it has Paw Patrol on it. It's my daughter's shampoo. It doesn't really matter. So I was in the shower the other day. This is where it's getting personal. And I'm washing my hair with this stuff, right? But it's not just shampoo. It is conditioner. It's body wash. I start reading the bottle. Sure. And I was like, this does everything, right? It's amazing.
Yeah.
Now, so what I noticed on this, however, which was really interesting, is all of a sudden I see these little Paw Patrol characters, which my kids don't watch anymore. They're too old. And the characters, the dogs, they have these little, like kind of these little drawn in fangs, which I never noticed before, but, this has nothing to do with the hair care tip of the week, which you had asked for, but I just was kind of perplexed by that as I was standing there washing my hair. I never noticed.
Well, I mean, fangs. There's a law and order element to Paw Patrol, you know, like you can't just go in there with herbivore teeth. You gotta have some fangs.
I guess right? So, but they're very, very, you know, almost unrecognizable. So I thought it was an interesting design choice, whoever decided to do that when they were creating the show. You know, outside of that, Travis, the hair is pretty much non-existent, and I hear about it often from my kids. I don't know if your kids make fun of you.
Constantly. Constantly.
Yeah.
It's the low-hanging fruit of the Gates humor, for
Yeah.
sure.
That's interesting. You know, and it's so, we'll get in our next episode. I want to tell a couple different stories about some interesting experiences I had. Someone recently told me that I should start dyeing my hair. Which didn't make any sense to me because I don't have much hair. So I thought that was interesting. We'll
Don't
get
do
into
that.
that at another point, but thank you. I
All right.
appreciate that. I
Should we have
wasn't
a bald
planning on it.
episode? Maybe we have
That's
to have
not
a
a bad
bald
idea.
episode.
Let's bring those people in, right? Let's
All
see what
right.
people
I
do.
like
That's a
it.
great idea. All right, let's jump to something more important, right? Segment of the show where we want to talk about awesome things our wives have done. Take it away. You go first.
So it is very difficult to quantify all the awesome things
Oh.
that my wife Kristen has done. She's
Wow.
not going to listen to this, so this is not going to give me any bragging points whatsoever. She will not care, nor is she, you know. But awesome wife moment, I have to say, and this kind of leads into what we talk about in general and the impetus for our show is in our conversations, she has been nonstop supportive. For those who don't know, I've been out of work for about 6 months, and mostly due to the entertainment industry and the strikes being a little bit crazy, and maybe I'm also just a dirtbag and nobody wants to hire me. But she has been
I think
very
so, yeah.
supportive. Yeah, you would know better. She's been extremely supportive and coming up with new ideas and job searching and brainstorming. And for those of you who have never been unemployed, know that it's just like a mentally taxing and perplexing kind of issue and time, and it's not a great feeling, and it's very uncomfortable, and your confidence can really take a dive at times. And she has been steadfast in her support, and the fact, I mean, for anybody who knows me, the fact that she hasn't completely given up on me so far, just outside of even unemployment and even during gainful employment, is kind of a miracle. So
That is a miracle.
that's my less pointed but very prevalent good wife moment.
I love that. I've known you for probably about 40, 42 years, right? We were born actually pretty close in time together. So maybe we met when we were 2 or 3. So maybe it's more like 40. But
You know, Mrs. Gates would disagree with you there. She told me that we met when we were in diapers.
Wow. I don't remember that. I don't remember that time, but what I wanted to say is that I gave up on you at about 5, right? So I think it's amazing that Kristen has remained so committed. And she
Yeah.
maybe she we should look into that in more detail at some point. That's really awesome.
I mean, I would love nothing more than to delve into my pitfalls. That'd be great. Let's do it.
We will get to that, people. So don't worry. There'll be a lot of work. I know some, psychologists and whatnot that we could bring in to kind of work with you through some
Great.
things. So that'll be a fun episode. Or maybe I'll just
That's
do it
gonna be a
myself.
whole season. Oh, that'd probably be better.
I've got some good things that we can talk about. So
So, Tim,
I had a
your good
unique,
wife moment?
And like you,
Do you have a
Travis,
good wife moment?
I do. I married a rock star just like you. And have been with her for a long time, which is great. And a funny quick story on Wednesday, this was kind of a wet week for New Jersey. We got a lot of rain this week. Just and not just like light rain, it was like downpouring at times, right? Buckets of rain and wind, kind of nonstop. So on Wednesday, my wife leads my daughter's Girl Scout troop, and my wife's been working her tail off. She goes into the city 4 or 5 days a week, which is just a kind of exhausting, all of that commuting and that energy. So I'm talking to her on Wednesday afternoon, and she's coming back to go right from work, from a full day of work, to pick up my daughter and go right into Girl Scout meeting for the next hour and a half, where she's got these, 10, 7 and 8 year old second graders, which are just a riot. And she's up late the night before preparing for it and all this stuff. And I said, you know, Christy, it's really raining out there. Like, do you think people are going to show up? Right? Like, maybe you should just cancel. And I mean, it was just raining. It was like, it wasn't. And she was like, it's just raining. Right? And I was like, no, it's really raining. And she was like, just shrugs me off immediately, right? As she had every right to do. She said, Tim, why are you making such a big deal out of the rain? It's not that big of a deal. Like, people will come to this event because it's just raining. It's not a big deal. But in my mind, you know, I was seeing tornadoes and all this stuff that, like, you know, if I were her and had everything on my plate that she was managing, I would have tried to find every way to get out of it. But listen, this individual remains committed to everything that she signs up for, and she gives it 110%. And I just have a lot of respect for that. I respect anybody who takes stuff like that on. And that's why I'm not in charge of my daughter's Girl Scout troop.
Well, you know, takes every kind, but definitely, Krista, I like to say that you outkicked your coverage for sure.
You know, that's not the first time I've heard that.
I don't doubt it.
And I think every time that we talk, you mention that.
Well, you need to be reminded, you know.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
saying.
Just well, saying. I appreciate that. So I love this segment. I really look forward to continuing to kind of, you know, talk about this, because I think we both agree, as we were discussing early on, like, we're both consistently impressed by the strength, the determination, and the compassion that our wives show. So it's pretty awesome.
It's true. Yeah. It's true. I completely agree.
Yeah. So.
So in summation, we are very lucky. Let's put it that way. Lightly.
Let's put it that way. Yeah, you're right about that. So talk to me real quick about some cool stuff that you've seen recently. You've been watching anything, reading anything?
I'm a consummate consumer of all things, and some of it very lizard brain-esque, which I need to kind of curtail a little bit, and some of it not so much. But one thing that I've noticed in the job hunt specifically, which I think is kind of, I'm trying to frame it in a cool way, in a way that is like a positive thing. And one thing that I've discovered is that your local library will very often sponsor or basically allow you to, with your local library membership, use online resources like LinkedIn Professional, which really? For those of you who don't know, I'm very lucky too. Like, Cleveland has two really great library systems, but the Cuyahoga Library is here in our local suburb. And with that membership, which, you know, it's a library membership, it's free. You can go in and learn all these different things on LinkedIn. So obviously that's a positive thing. That's a great thing. But one of the things that I've gotten into is learning about, I already kind of knew a little bit about SEO, even though it's not a core competency of mine. For those who don't know, that's search engine optimization. Basically, it's how websites can help to be found out a little bit better, is a very bad way of phrasing it. But basically, it's like,
that was very bad, but you did a good job. Yeah.
anyway, the wormhole that I got into is what I need to kind of spin as a positive, which is, when you apply for a job online, you could potentially be like 1,000+ applicants, right? So how does a person, no matter what size of the HR team, how do they even sort through that? Well, they sort through that with a thing called ATS. And your resume has to be able to be read by ATS. It's a program that basically goes and automates the process of making sure that you are, as a resume, are a match for the job that they have. So it's basically like the computers talking to the computers in order to make sure you're a match. So the cool thing that I found out is that there are a lot of different ways that you can make sure your resume is an ATS match. And it is a science, just like anything you could imagine with computers and that kind of thing in programming, but it is a really cool science. It's a really interesting way to navigate through the system, and that's kind of the cool thing I discovered was and look, ATS and these kinds of things have been around for a long time, but it's not something that I normally work in. So I just thought it was a pretty cool thing to learn. I'm still learning a lot about it. I love to learn new things. So that's my cool thing as of late is,
that is not only cool.
The library membership, but that, so.
Yeah. I've never been inside a library, so I'm not exactly sure what they look like.
A lot of books.
Really? I can only imagine.
Really?
I can only imagine. I bet they're really wonderful places. As you were sharing all of that, I swear, did you tell me about this like just a few days ago or last week or something? Did we already have a conversation on this?
Yeah.
Or was I having the same conversation with somebody else?
No, it was probably me because my mind was completely blown by it. Yeah.
You know what? And you know what? It must have been you because I don't talk to anybody else either. So it had to have been you. I just forgot. And then I remembered.
I'm just so glad you've gotten out of your bunker. That's, you know, I'm glad to help you break out of that.
Exactly.
What about you? What's your cool story?
You know, I have this really simple thing that I just found to be so beautiful. And you may have seen it, but I think you know that I love soccer. Right. And last year I started to become a season ticket holder for the New York Red Bulls, which is our closest MLS team. They're up in Harrison, New Jersey. I love the team. I started following them. They made a lot of improvements this year. So it's even more fun and exciting. So they've had two home games, which I've been to both with my middle son. He loves soccer as well. So we love going together. And so, you know, sort of just one of those things I really cherished sharing with him. The two home games have been just a deluge of just, again, rain like you could never imagine. Now it's covered. The fans are covered, but the field itself, anybody on the field is just getting hammered with rain. So I don't know if you saw this video clip, but there's, you know, when they come out and the athletes come out with like holding hands with a local kid who's dressed in a jersey as well. And then they stand out there and they kind of line up for the national anthem. It's really beautiful. Like, just traditional ceremony for any game. And these kids are standing out there and the players are standing out there. Did you see this video? I'll text it to you.
Yeah.
If you didn't really see cool. It's really so cool. Yeah, so the first player, he takes his jacket off and he puts it on one of the little kids. And then you see this like ripple effect, right? Of every player kind of see him do that. And it's just, I mean, it's so touching. Obviously somebody took it, put some beautiful, like, soft music behind it. I almost started crying when I first saw it because I was like, this is beautiful. Now, here's what's interesting about this. Now, you see a lot of people on LinkedIn who are resharing this video and saying this is what leadership is all about and things, and I agree with them 100%. What's interesting about this video is that player who started the process, Dante Van Zier, he's from somewhere in Europe. I can't remember what his name is. He's a really interesting player. He's leading the league, I think, right now in assists, which is also kind of interesting, you know, very unselfish player in some ways. Mm-hmm. Last year, he was suspended for about 6 games in the middle of the season or towards the beginning of the season for using a racial slur, which is really interesting. So
really?
Very interesting that this guy who clearly did something completely wrong and you know, just awful last year, right? And obviously, like, was penalized for it as he should have been, seems to be changed, right? Or seems to be at least now. It's a tricky line to draw. I recognize that, and people may not agree.
But
the fact that he was the first person to do that, right, and that everybody's like applauding him now for his role as a leader in the community, like a caring, compassionate person, is very different than what they were saying last year about this guy. Is what I'm saying. So So love the video. I think it's very fascinating. I've been touched by that. So I think it's cool. And I think if you haven't seen it, just take a Google real quick, New York Red Bulls, rainy game, opening ceremony, something like that. And you'll be able to check it out pretty quickly. So that's my cool stuff.
Thanks for letting me share.
Yeah. Yeah. So we have any sponsors for this episode?
Yeah, we should probably pause for that. All right. So we're good. Yeah.
Yeah, that was quick. Yeah, thanks. Nobody sponsored, cool. I guess.
No, I've reached out, but you know.
Nobody responded.
Yeah, no, it was mostly just like they hung up on me, but that's okay.
It's okay. You know, you tried. That's cool. You tried. You should tell the next time you're at the library, when you're at the library, walk around and see if you can drum up some support there.
Do you think the library would sponsor us? That would be cool.
I would love
You'd have to step foot in one.
I will drive to Cleveland if they agree to sponsor us. We will do an episode from the Cleveland Library. Did you say Cuyahoga? Is that the one closer to you?
Cuyahoga County, yeah, which is what Cleveland is in. So there's the Cleveland Public Library in Cuyahoga County. So
I will get on Route 80 and begin heading due west. Get out of this earthquake, this crazy earthquake
you gotta part get out of the there. Country. If you leave now, you'll be just in time for the eclipse.
That's a good point, Trav. What are you doing for that? Are you going to watch that?
I'm going to watch it. I'm going to hide, though.
Are you afraid?
So I'm not afraid of anything but people, to be honest with you. Bay Village, Ohio is in the path of totality. And not only is it in the path, but it is in like the dead center path. Like if you look at who has the longest, we're pretty much right on it. Wow. So I think I've been trying to not be annoyed with all the coverage because I'm a born cynic. And I was just kind of like, stop telling me that you're going to be, prepare for a natural disaster type stuff. Like all the businesses are closed, schools are closed, blah, blah, blah. Really? They've put up a ton of stuff blocking a lot. They have road closures planned. They've put up a ton of things in our metro park area and our local park area of not to park on the grass. Like it kind of looks like they're preparing for like a big time
Y2K. Remember Y2K?
It does kind of feel a little Y2K, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I plan on watching it with the appropriate eyewear from my backyard, hoping that nobody is like parked in our front yard. I don't know. It's going to be interesting. I also too, they're depending a lot on really good weather because obviously in order to see a solar eclipse, you need to see the sun and it is April in Cleveland. So we don't like, it's a 50-50 shot, man. It's like, it could be beautiful in 70 or it could be freezing, who knows?
Yeah. Wow.
So we'll see.
My kids were really interested in seeing it. You wouldn't mind if I sent them out there for a couple days?
No, send them my way. Yeah, for sure.
That would be great. That would be great.
The thing is, I don't want to see people, but I want to see people I like, and I like your kids, so let's send them on down.
Jeez. You're making this. This is going to be a nice thing. You are, yeah, and I'm kind of disappointed. I didn't think that I'd be getting that from you. There's like, because you're laughing right now. You do have a lot of joy in you, and I'm sorry that you're choosing not to express it. Listen, I think with enough support, and I would encourage people to write in to really push you to express some different feelings. I think with enough support from our fans, which isn't many, we could, maybe get you out on the front lawn with a sign that says, "Welcome to Bay Village. It's good to have you here."
You know what? I like that idea. I really do. For anybody who wants to weigh in, it's Tim and Trav podcast at gmail.com. Yes. Feel free to send in any comments or questions. Tim, do you have a comment or question, actually?
I do, and that's a really creative.
Did we get anything?
Who thought of that that email address? Because it's very, very creative.
I'm going to have to take credit for that.
You did a good job.
Tim and Trav podcast at gmail.com. There you go.
You did a good job.
Do we actually have one?
We do. I hope you don't hear this clicking because I need to open up my email, the email that we're using to, and I'm sorry for not being as prepared as I should have been here. That's on me. Blah, 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 blah. So there it is. Thank you. Okay. So we, as you mentioned, we put this out, we shared it with the two or three people who expressed interest and, which meant a lot. It's more than zero, right?
Exactly.
Now, two of those were our parents, your mother and my mother. And my mom actually wrote in, which I was really grateful for. So Amazing. Yeah, so our first question. So, and it's a deep one. It's a really good question. I will read it out loud. We are trying to clean up the basement. What do you want me to do with your box of grade school through high school trophies and memorabilia?
Wait, this was her response to what do you want to ask us on the podcast? She cares nothing.
Yeah. She
I like it. I like it.
So her
she used her moment. I like it.
Yeah, so do you want me to answer that? Should I?
Yeah, I mean, give the listeners what they want, man. Okay. What was it? We're trying to clean up the basement. So you have a bunch of stuff in the basement at their house.
I don't live with them,
to be clear.
So to be clear, thank you for bringing that up. I'm in New Jersey, and my parents live in Perrysburg. Yes, Ohio.
Perrysburg, Ohio.
Where you and I grew up. Yeah. That's right. I didn't even know, to be honest. I'm kind of a little, you know, offended by her question. You know, I didn't know I had that stuff. I thought that maybe it would be more like, hey, Tim and Trav, do you guys, you know, what are your thoughts on you know, the future of the, I don't even know. Thank you. Yeah. Right. Something that we are clearly qualified to answer, right? Something on metaphysics or something right. like that.
I'm a little, exactly. I'm a little yes.
surprised that she took it to such a simple degree. But anyways, Mom, thank you for writing. You can donate the trophies. If there's anything on there, any pictures that include me on a podium in first place and Travis either in second or third, I would like to keep those. But otherwise, thank you. And I'm willing to part with the material.
How many trophies do you think are down there? I'm genuinely curious. Participation trophies. Don't do that.
Well, I was going to say, you could kind of get a trophy for everything, you know, even when we were kids, which was a while ago, I feel like you could usually get a trophy. I actually, next time I'm home, I'm going to look into this box and maybe see what's there, because it'd be kind of interesting to, you know, dig in there. I think they're probably largely soccer related, because I love that sport the most.
I bet there's a few Woodland Elementary. I bet there's a few Woodland Elementary, like, sack race first place things in there for sure.
That would be cool. Yeah, I'd be okay with that. So good question. Thank you, Mom, for reaching out. Really appreciate that. Again, could you repeat that email one more time, because I already forgot it.
It is timandtravpodcast@gmail.com.
thank you. Now, is the "and" spelled out? And
yes, it is. Good question.
Okay,
Tim and right, Trav you.
podcast@gmail.com. That's great, Trev. Thank you.
And maybe if I get it together enough, this is a whole new venture for us, in case you couldn't tell. If I get it together enough, we will even have that in the show notes so that you can refer to it and maybe even link to it.
That's pretty sweet.
Be pretty wild.
I don't even know what you're talking about, but it sounds sweet.
Well, I'm used to that. It's time for Tim's dog therapy moment.
Yeah.
Tim, can you kind of tell us about your dog before we get into this?
Okay. I'm looking forward to getting through. I really am looking forward to some feedback from our adoring fans. I still struggle daily, almost even in the moment, with my dog. I want to love her, and I'm having a tough time. She is a wonderful animal. We adopted her about 3.5 years ago. She's a pit lab boxer mix, and she's just sort of out of her mind. I have not really invested a whole lot of time, money, energy into training her, right? So I know that some people will probably get a little upset at me about that, and I get it, right? Like, they're allowed to. I'm just really struggling with this dog. This morning I was out with her, and she was just freaking out, yanking me all over the place. And, you know, it wasn't going well. Her collar actually popped off. That's like one of the first times that's happened. It actually separated, a metal clip separated. And I didn't know what to do. I was hoping she would just take off running, you know, and we could call it a day.
Never come back.
She did come back. My friend, a neighbor, grabbed her. And so that was nice of him, but I kind of was angry at him at the same time. No. So this is the segment where I'm gonna turn out looking like a really bad guy. I take good care of her, I think, but I'm just still struggling. So I'll get into more detail as we go. We've titled this section Tim's Dog Therapy. This is really more about me than the dog, you know, because I'm the one that needs the help. So and it's always been that way. You know, I haven't I've always sort of struggled with animals. You know, I've never really enjoyed them. Like I don't long to be around animals.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So especially cats. And you had a cat growing up and I was allergic. I'm allergic to cats. Patches, I just,
why do you think I had the cat near me?
Oh, that's what you guys were doing? That's probably your dad's idea. Your dad probably found out I was allergic.
Definitely. 100%.
Well, listen, man, it worked because every time I came to your house, I just got so upset about that cat.
Yeah, Patches. She was kind of a a-hole too. She wasn't very nice.
Well, good.
But I'm glad yeah, you know,
on the same page. So thank you. Thanks for bringing that up.
I think it's just you.
But I need help, so we're gonna talk about that with people as we go. Thank you. And you have a dog too, we're gonna bring that into the mix.
I do. Point. Yes.
You seem to like your dog.
Yes, I do. I love my dog. And you actually like it. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Yeah, and I've never been a dog owner. You grew up a dog owner. I did not. So it's a whole new thing for me.
Yeah, we have dogs all the time.
We should have her on and she can tell you what you're doing.
Well, you know, I'm kind of angry at her because she's the reason I have the dog.
It all makes perfect sense. It really
does. I'll talk to you. I'll get into the stories as we go. But for now, I'm struggling and I need some help. So if anybody wants to write in with suggestions, I'll take them. Tim and Trav podcast at gmail.com. Thank you. All right. Hey, I think we're really kind of like hitting the max time limit on this show. Do you agree?
Yeah.
In fact, I have no idea, but I feel like we've been talking a long time. And I'm worried that, you know, the people that are listening are probably asleep by now.
Oh, they've been asleep for 15 minutes for sure. We're like 30 minutes in. So, yeah.
You're kidding. Yeah. I can't see the timer. You had told me there'd be a timer, but that was not true.
There is. Yeah, there is. It's for me, maybe. I don't know if you don't have one, I guess.
Well, I don't have it.
We're at 33 minutes.
See, I felt like maybe it'd been about 7, but it turns out it was a little bit longer.
It's because you're having such a good time.
I am having fun. So we have more to do, right? But maybe we could save it even.
Yeah, I don't think we have to do everything every time, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there really are no rules.
Correct. Yeah. So. But look, we're trying to have a good time here. We're trying to, you know, we're looking forward to bringing in some voices, some other people. We've got a lot of great topics planned, and we're just really looking forward to dialoguing with one another and with folks who want to, you know, join the conversation, right?
Yeah, for sure. As long as you don't refer to it as dialoguing.
I use that word all the time.
You use it as a verb? You use dialogue as a verb. You're looking forward to having people dialoguing with us? Dialogue?
No, I don't say dialoguing. We're looking forward to a great dialogue.
You just did! Oh,
I don't know, but I was saying say dialoguing.
Okay, thank goodness.
I think you're making this into something that it's not.
Okay, that's fair enough. That's kind of typical if you know that.
whatever's done is done. It's been recorded and now we can't go back on it. Because that may come back to haunt me.
It's a shame that in this day and age we can't edit anything.
That's a good point. Yeah, I didn't think about that. That's a good point.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, look, Travis, it's been a great first episode. I wish I could say
I agree. It's such a relative term.
Thank you.
I agree. Now we're going to, we have outro music. We are super official. We need to acknowledge that. We have intro music. We have outro music. We have a Gmail account. Don't do this to me. Of course it is. It's an outro. It's an outro. Intro, outro.
You're in the industry. Yeah. All right. Well, let's roll that music and sign off, and we'll look forward to catching up in the near future.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks.
Good talking to you, Tim.
You too, Trev. Take care.
Tim and Travis on the mic, talking life and what's alike. Middle age is quite the ride, finding joy and chasing pride. Career dreams and daily grind, funny moments that we find. Letting go of yesterday, making paths along the way. Middle age. Middle-aged mayhem breaking free, finding out who we can be. Laughing, learning all the time, Tim and Travis in their prime. Every step a brand new plan, older, wiser, still we stand. Navigating through the years, sharing stories, laughs and cheers. Tim and Travis in their prime. Every step a brand new plan. Older, wiser, still we stand. Navigating through the years, sharing stories, laughs and cheers. Middle age, enjoying the fun. Middle age has just begun. Tim and Travis lead the way. Every episode will slay.